This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Elon Musk says he is disappointed by the reconciliation bill that narrowly passed the House last week. He says that big budget just costs too much. Independent analysts have calculated the plan could add billions or trillions to the national debt. The Trump administration rejecting North Carolina's recent request for additional FEMA funding for the cleanup from Tropical Storm Helene last fall. Here's ABC National correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
North Carolina's Democratic Governor Josh Stein appealed the decision last month. FEMA's acting administrator responds that after a careful and thorough review, 6 more months of full federal funding for the Helene cleanup is, quote, not warranted. States typically pick up 25% of the cost of debris removal and other emergency measures, while the federal government pays 3/4 of the cost. Former President Biden granted North Carolina a 100% federal cost share after the storm.
The Gaza Health Ministry says one person was killed, dozens more hurt when a desperate crowd rushed an aid distribution center in Gaza. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Gas prices are up slightly since last week. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices in Wisconsin rose slightly over the last week, landing at an average of $3.02 today. This is 4.4 cents higher than a month ago and over 38 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Gas prices across the state range from $2.59 to $3.49 per gallon, a difference of 90 cents. Prices didn't fall as far as anticipated for Memorial Day, but officials at Gas Buddy say it was still one of the most affordable since 2021. They expect to see a relatively stable stretch for gas prices as we head into summer.
Here in La Crosse, gas prices are staying just below the statewide average, currently at about $3 per gallon. In La Crosse City Government, the City Administrator Workgroup meets, as well as the Economic and Community Development Commission, which will consider a resolution with developers for affordable housing on the corner of Main Street and 10th Street North. On Friday, the Commercial and Multifamily Design Review Committee will go over plans for both of the La Crosse School District's capital projects for adding on to the State Road Elementary School and the new elementary school at the Hogan Administrative Site. There's no estimated reopening date set for the Black Hawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa. The Iowa DOT said last week that they confirmed one of the bridge's piers moved, creating a safety issue. The 94-year-old bridge has been closed since May 17th and was also closed for nearly 2 months last year for emergency repairs. People are being reminded to not go around the barricades on the closed bridge. The closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. A new bridge is under construction and expected to open in 2027. It'll be a day and night of overcast skies before we warm up heading into June. In addition to cloud cover, there'll be a chance of scattered showers overnight into Thursday. We'll see temperatures tomorrow in the mid to upper 70s before rising well into the 80s over the weekend. In addition to warmer temperatures, we'll have mostly sunny skies with small chances of scattered showers Friday into Saturday. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A walk-off win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bottom of the 10th. Score tied 1-1. The Brewers' Christian Yelich at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Fly ball to deep right! It is way back! First career walk-off home run for Yelich!
A 400-yard shot to center field. The Brewers winning 5-1 last night. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's been swinging the bat great. Yeah. Special night for him.
Christian Yelich, on what kind of a pitch did he see from the Red Sox Liam Hendricks?
You know, kind of just caught a slider, right? And a big win for us. You know, we battled the whole time, and great team win all around.
The series wrapping up today. College football. Former Badgers wide receiver Quincy Burroughs signed by Western Kentucky. NFL. Packers OTAs continue in Green Bay without Jair Alexander or center Elgton Jenkins. Both players in talks to renegotiate their contracts. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Damp and dreary today with on and off light rain likely and a clap of thunder also possible. Temperatures staying crisp too, only rising to the mid-60s. But tomorrow, the sunshine returns and so do temperatures in the mid-70s. And we get even warmer after that. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau, currently 53 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Perivonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Ready to go?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Wednesday to you. The billionaire hoarding plague. We're going to get to that in just a moment. Jeremy, I'm hearing myself in my IFB. There you go. Thank you. The billionaire hoarding plague, how America's richest became its biggest threat. Also, am I getting this right? You're allowed to break the law only if you are loyal to Donald Trump or give him a lot of money? It's sure looking that way. And Russia is now openly mocking Trump. Is he still so afraid of Putin that he's just going to pretend it's not happening or you know, bow down and kiss Putin's ass again? I don't know. We'll see. How's this going to play out? In the second hour of our program, is America facing a second dark age? Will the rest of the world go along with us if we are? Also, will Democrats pick seniority or a shakeup? The death of Jerry Connolly is leading to an election that is going to determine who's going to replace him on one of the most powerful House committees. We'll get to that in the second hour of the program. And if you're being warned not to travel to Venezuela, why are we sending prisoners there? We'll talk about all that in the second hour of the program. Also, in the third hour of our program, looks like there's a small but shocking likelihood that will hit the 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial temperatures before 2030. That's 5 years from now. And we'll go into the details of what happens when we cross that threshold. It's getting wild out there. But I want to start the program with my daily take today over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled, "A Billionaire Hoarding Plague, How America's Richest Became Its Biggest Threat." And you know, this happens every couple of generations in the United States. It happened when in the period from the 1820s to the 1860s, you had this rise of fabulously rich oligarchs in the South, in the Old South. And they basically seized all the wealth of the South, and they weren't satisfied with that. They obsessed on being rich, and they wanted to take the rest of America. They were looking at all the banking in New York and everything else. And yeah, so thus the Confederacy tried to conquer the rest of the United States in the 1860s. They lost. We beat them back. We took the country back. Then again, it happened with the robber barons in the 1890s through the 1920s. We had, you know, a group of fabulously rich people who tried to reach out and take control of government. They crashed the economy in 1929, led to the Republican Great Depression, and FDR put the government and the country back together. And in the process, he also took a bite out of the backsides of the morbidly rich. I mean, he raised top income tax rates to 90% and strengthened the estate tax. And now it's happening again. It started in the 1980s under the Reagan Revolution, as part of the Reagan Revolution, changing our tax code so the billionaires don't have to pay taxes, cutting back on estate taxes and things like that, making the rich fabulously richer, which has led to the poor being very much poorer. And, you know, here we are. So why is this happening? Is the question, you know, many people ask. And obviously it's happening in large part because right-wing billionaires are pouring literally billions of dollars. It was over $2 billion in the 2024 election from just 100 right-wing billionaire families. They're pouring billions of dollars into our elections. Why? Why would they do that? Why don't they just run their damn businesses? Well, it turns out that they're, you know, I mean, why would they be making changes in America that are going to, that are, in fact, not just going to, but actually are in real time, causing people around the world to die, causing people in America to die, causing people in America to lose their health care, cutting back on Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security? Why would they do this stuff? There's an amazing book. It's by Randy Frost and Gail Stecchetti, and it's titled Stuff, Compulsive Hoarding and the Meaning of Things. And what they point out in this book is that between 2 and 5% of the population has this thing called hoarding syndrome. Now, there's a debate in psychological circles about whether this is a subset of obsessive compulsive disorder or whether it's the result of bad impulse control. OCD is moving away from pain. It's doing things to avoid pain. Bad impulse control is doing things to try to seize pleasure. So there's this big debate in psychology about, you know, which of these two buckets does hoarding syndrome fall into? And it's not resolved. But what we do know is that hoarding syndrome is in the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of the American Psychiatric Association. And it does, you know, recognize a recognized mental illness. And, you know, one where people literally fill their houses with old newspapers, rubber bands, old, you know, tin can. I mean, just everything. They just never throw anything away because you never know when you might need it. It's kind of the hoarder's siren song, you know, their mantra. And, you know, that's tough enough. People afflicted with a hoarding syndrome are generally tortured by their obsession. They're socially embarrassed. They never invite people over to their homes. They remove themselves from all but the most essential social situations. They're functionally invisible. I mean, we don't talk much about hoarding syndrome, even though it affects a lot of Americans. I mean, you know, the 3 to 5%, that's like, you know, 10, 15 million Americans. So why is this relevant? Well, normally, with normal people with hoarding syndrome, they just pack their houses full of stuff. But when really rich people are afflicted with hoarding syndrome, and again, there's a debate about whether this is nature or nurture. Are you born this way? Do you grow up this way? Does becoming rich cause you to catch, essentially, or develop hoarding syndrome? But this is what it appears. It appears that, you know, like Scrooge McDuck in the old Disney comics, that there is a small number of very rich people, apparently just a few hundred out of a thousand or so, 1,800 billionaires I think we have in America, that there is a small portion of them who are so obsessive about their money that literally nothing else matters to them. And one of the ways that they have decided to increase the money that they have is by seizing control of government so that they can get their own taxes reduced, so that they can get regulations that make their companies less profitable but protect people done away with, and so that, you know, they can do away with things like unions and, you know, anything basically that's going to prevent them from getting richer and richer and richer. And they've been aided in this by corrupt Republican Supreme Court justices. Five Republican Supreme Court justices in 1978 ruled in the Bilotti decision that money is speech and corporations are persons. Then five different corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court, you know, three generations later, Citizens United case, double down on that and created these things called super PACs, which are basically bribery instruments for politicians. And so here we are. I mean, you know, Michael Parenti has some comments on this that are, I think, particularly prescient. Jeremy, do you know how to play audio out of my computer? You can do that? Set it up and let me know when you're ready. Michael Parenti, and I just want to play this clip for you. It's really quite remarkable. Are we all set? Okay, why is this? Oh, it's muted. Let me start.
Absolutely ruthless.
Here we go.
You don't understand. You're dealing with people who are insatiable. You're dealing with people who are absolutely ruthless. We are dealing with addicts. It's not true that coke or heroin is the worst addiction in America, or cigarettes, or alcohol. The worst addiction, the most crippling, the most damaging addiction is wealth. These people are just out of control. They just want more and more and more. And they're not unlike the ruling classes of all history. If the ruling classes of all history have ever wanted anything, there's only one thing they've ever wanted, and that's everything. They want all the lands, all the choice crops, all the herds, all the rich mineral deposits. They want control of all the labor, all the markets. They want all the civilities and comforts and luxuries of civil society while paying none of the costs. They want everything. And then when they got everything, they want still more. They want gold chalices to drink out of. They want $1,000 bills to light their cigars. They want, of course, the ruling class has learned since the days of the robber baron, they're not as crass and crude about it. But they are just as ruthless in their dedication to this accumulation.
There you go. Yeah, that's, you know, he's a political science, a scientist, Michael Parenti, author of 20-some-odd books. He knows what he's talking about. And that's what's going on. So how do we deal with this? Well, you know, what the way that we dealt with this in the era of Franklin Roosevelt was by calling him out. Right. These economic royalists complain that we seek to overthrow the institutions of America. What they really complain about is that we seek to overthrow their influence, their power, and our commitment to American democracy requires the overthrow of this kind of power, said Franklin Roosevelt back in Philadelphia in August of 1936. So this is where we're at. It's up to us to wake people up to the fact that a definable mental illness that has infected a small number of very obscenely rich people in America has crippled our country. And this is why we have so many people. We have 60% of us now living on the edge of poverty. We have, $1.5 trillion in student debt. We have a couple of $1 trillion in medical debt. These things just don't exist in other countries where the rich haven't taken over. We got to tell people about this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Let them know that there is a mental illness afoot that is driving policy in the United States. What say you? I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom, Thom. Vibrance.com/Tom.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Georgia law allows unlimited challenges by voters to the eligibility of other citizens registering or voting. Before a hotly contested U.S. Senate runoff election in 2021, an activist group challenged over 364,000 voters. The case is now before an appeals court. Remember the Georgia legislature's notorious SB 202 prohibiting line warming, the giving out of food and water for voters forced to wait in long lines to vote? That is only one of many barriers in the law targeting voters of color. Another allows citizen activists unlimited challenges to the eligibility of other citizens to register and vote, often using inaccurate or hearsay information. At issue are mass challenges to over 364,000 mostly black and Hispanic voters by True the Vote, the Texas group that brought you the discredited 2000 Mules conspiracy theory documentary. Georgia's Fair Fight Action sued, but a federal district court said voters testifying didn't provide enough evidence to rise to a Voting Rights Act violation. In Fair Fight's 11th Circuit appeal on May 13th, two judges in the three-judge panel voiced concern over the legal foundation of the lower court's decision. One judge suggested that the intent of voter suppression was enough to be a violation of the VRA, even if citizens voted successfully. Expect a decision in the coming weeks. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Support.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets, although my favorite are the sleep gummies. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. And to get 25% off your entire purchase, use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. cbdistillery.com, promo code TOM.
Counting every dime as we're scraping by on nickels, just trying to survive. They're stacking up their billions every single day, while the schools and roads we're driving on are crumbling away. From the Dust Bowl days to the factory floors, we've fought these kings before. Now they're back again in tailored suits and ties, obsessed with hoarding power till the planet dies. It's the to the grave.
sickness. They can't see around the bend. They rig the game in secret. They buy the judge's gavel while families lose their homes and the rails begin to rattle. But we faced down these monsters once before when the people said no.
Past the hour. So, speaking of billionaires, a billionaire president has been apparently giving out pardons to anybody who gives him enough money or sucks up to him enough. He's got this guy, Ed Martin, who was going to be the U.S. attorney for D.C., couldn't get through a Senate confirmation hearing because he's such a whack job. He is now in charge. He's now the pardon attorney for Trump. And he's cranking up all these pardons, including now they're looking at Stuart Rhodes, former leader of the Oath Keepers. He was convicted of seditious conspiracy, sentenced to 18 years in prison. His kid went on television and said, please keep him for the 18 years. We're all terrified of him, or words to that effect. Barry Croft and Adam Fox are two of the men who were convicted of trying to kidnap and murder Governor Gretchen Whitmer in the summer of 2020. Ed Martin wants to revisit that. He was on a right-wing podcast recently, and he said that we can't leave Croft and Fox behind. Yeah, victims. He's also, Bill Kristol's writing for the Bulwark about Trump pardoning a far-right Virginia sheriff. The guy had accepted $75,000 in bribes. There were two FBI undercover agents who busted him. He was sentenced to 10 years in federal prison. And Trump just pardoned him. I mean, you know, the message is, as Bill Kristol says, under Trump's pardon regime, law enforcement officers can become Trump enforcement officers. Trump's sheriffs and wannabe sheriffs will increasingly believe that they can act with immunity. MAGA vigilantism over the next 4 years will be supercharged. And now he wants to apparently pardon Todd and Julie Chrisley, who were convicted. Actually originally prosecuted by Trump himself, by a federal grand jury while Trump was president. This is crazy.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And there's Paul Walczak, whose mother gave Donald Trump $1 million, and then he gets a pardon. Bribe-a-roni? Is that, what's going on here?
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. and we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project and Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow joins us to talk about priorities Wisconsin might have in the state budget. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Wisconsin home sales are down over the past 2 months. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its April report, revealing home sales experienced a significant downturn for the second consecutive month, falling 10.4% compared to April 2024, even as the median price climbed during the same period. Despite this monthly decline, year-to-date sales were down by a more moderate 3.5%, compared to the first 4 months of 2024, buoyed by strong sales in January and February. Statewide, housing inventory saw a slight improvement, increasing 5.9% to a 3.6-month supply in April, yet this figure remains considerably below the 6-month supply indicative of a balanced market.
Home inventories have remained close to the statewide average here in the Cooley region. The budget bill currently being considered in Congress would change environmental permitting for Wisconsin and other states. Large projects under the National Environmental Policy Act could pay a fee to streamline the process and also shield projects from litigation related to the NEPA. Thomas Hawkman from the Foundation for American Innovation said that the reforms may also make projects subject to political pressure.
If you let each administration determine what the cost is and also spend time determining what the cost should be, you could potentially see differences in treatment. So, you know, maybe a Republican administration drags their feet and puts out a really high cost for a wind project that's going through an environmental impact statement. Maybe a Democratic administration does the same for a pipeline that's going through environmental impact statement.
Projects could still face lawsuits under other environmental laws, such as the Clean Air and Clean Water Acts. It'll be a day and night of overcast skies before we warm up heading into June. In addition to cloud cover, there'll be a chance of scattered showers overnight into Thursday. We'll see temperatures tomorrow in the mid to upper 70s before rising well into the 80s over the weekend. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Damp and dreary today with on and off light rain likely and a clap of thunder also possible. Temperatures staying crisp too, only rising to the mid-60s. But tomorrow, the sunshine returns and so do temperatures in the mid-70s. And we get even warmer after that. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, Sean O'Malley has our weekly look at your money and the markets, and we'll talk about the real story on finding and fighting fraud.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
All of your support.
Did you
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Repeat it loud, repeat it long. That's how you turn the truth to wrong. He came down the golden stairs with a grin, sold the nation snake oil wrapped in sin, said the votes were fake, the news was too. Now the lies, the law, and the false feels true. Screens glow red in every home. Echoes bouncing from the microphone. Facts erased in a sea of noise. Truth drowned out by a stolen voice. Welcome to America's Ministry of Propaganda, where the louder you from the top.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Russian state media is now mocking, openly mocking Donald Trump. He had posted this thing on his Nazi-infested social media site yesterday or the day before. He said, "What Vladimir Putin doesn't realize is that if it wasn't for me, lots of really bad things would have already happened to Russia, and I mean really bad. He's playing with fire." And the Russians look at this and go, "Yeah, taco. Trump always chickens out, right?" This is the new meme on Wall Street. There, it's a hot thing. I think Lawrence O'Donnell invented it, but it has become. There was a piece in the Financial Times about this yesterday morning, or maybe late last night, about Trump is taco. Trump always chickens out, and the Russians know this. They said, President Trump warns Moscow until he posts the opposite tomorrow morning. Yeah, they also said that he's experiencing emotional overload. A Russian TV host went on to say, basically, Trump is destroying America for us. We should give him a medal. Seriously, I'm not making this stuff up. This is crazy. Vladimir Solovyov said the price of goods will certainly go up in the United States. The old political and global economic system is practically dead. Trump destroyed the trust. So we should build a statue to his honor. This is a major blow to the system of capitalism. A monument should be erected to him. I think he deserves at least a Sutolov medal. Not sure exactly what that is, but, sounds like probably something like the Congressional Medal of Honor. Wild stuff. So what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls. Dennis in Aptos, California. Hey, Dennis, what's up?
Yeah, I heard your opening remarks this morning, and I thought they were spot on. The ultra-rich, though, they have a way, and they use the media to do this, of snatching up the upper middle class in particular and getting the upper middle class to think like them, which is problematic when it comes to election time.
Yeah.
So,
well, they even get, lower income people to think like them. We need tax breaks for rich people because someday I might win the lottery.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's that. That's the extreme. But the selfishness, and so therefore, someone who makes about $150,000 a year who went to public schools is going to complain about some social program, like I grabbed my bootstraps and did the Horatio Alger bit, and these people on Medicare on Medicaid are lazy and don't work, without realizing that a lot of those people work at Walmart for $7.25 an hour, so they have to be on food stamps and they have to get Medicaid because they don't make enough money to live.
Yeah, although Walmart does pay a little better than that, but yes.
Yeah, well, yeah, a little bit. I don't know that they pay 15 unless it's in California and other blue states that have higher minimum wages.
Seattle
than in the red
required
state.
To pay $16 an hour. Yeah,
exactly.
In Washington
yeah.
State.
So you know, I was also reminded, this thing about flying off to Mars. Are you familiar with Edgar Allan Poe's "The Last of the Red," Mask of the Red Death?
I'm not.
You're not. You should read it. And I taught that story when mm-hmm. I was teaching English. Mm-hmm. And I love teaching it because I would ask kids after, well, you know, when is this supposed to take place? And they'd come up, oh, 1300s, 1400s, bubonic plague, you know, when the rich people go up on the castle way up on the top of the hill thinking they're not going to get bubonic plague. Mm. But I would try to get kids to sort of like think, outside of that, it's not just about diseases. It's also about these are the people with the money, and they want to separate themselves away from the poor. Mm-hmm. So, think of like when these Middle Ages castles used to get attacked, and you would have some nobleman's army attacking another old nobleman's castle, and they would let people come into the castle, the serfs. But they would have to fight, right? They would mm-hmm. have to fight for the, yeah, and they would be the ones getting killed, too. So that's where we are right now. We've got these, I did hear Naomi Klein and a couple of other people recently talking about this idea that these ultra-rich people have in Silicon Valley, 40 miles from where I live, that somehow they're going to get through the COVID, they're going to get through the economic disasters, and they're going to get out of this stuff untouched. And if things get really bad, they're just going to jump on that rocket ship and head over to Mars yeah. and destroy that planet, which is already unlivable.
Yeah.
So something's got to stop this. This selfishness, this greed, I don't know what it is. I don't have any ideas of how to stop it. It's got to be public service announcements, something. But it's unsustainable. Yeah. How can people afford to buy things and keep the economy going?
No, I get it.
You don't have enough money
it,
to buy things.
Dennis, you're getting redundant, but a great rant. Thank you very much. Spot on. Bill in Los Angeles. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Yeah, I heard your opening rant, and it's interesting, this tendency for the robber barons and the current administration, and Musk of them, to hoard. Freud mm-hmm. would maybe call this anal retentive,
yeah.
An anal retentive. But I ask of you, make it make sense. Wouldn't you call this maybe anal expulsive behavior? Of the Trump administration and the troglodytes in these positions like Miller and, of course, some of the other fascistic goons where the mask has been removed in that they're openly racist, openly chauvinistic. So in this, but I think that selling us the Democratic Party that literally paved the way, the toppling of Muammar Gaddafi paves the way for Trump's expulsion of or plan to expel Palestinians to Libya, or, Obama's mass deportation, if you will, the record numbers that Obama. So this is the tendency of empires in their terminal decline to bounce back and forth between anal retentive and anal explosive. But I think that make it make sense, would
yeah.
you?
I can't. I can't, Bill. I mean, we know that a lot of this is being driven by raw, naked racism. There is a rational argument to be made for countries having borders and enforcing those borders. But, there's reasonable ways to do it and brutal ways do it. And Trump is embracing brutal.
The imperialist nation state is the problem. Don't try to sell us the Democrat. They paved the way to this openly racist regime. Thank you very much. Workers need their own political party, said Alice.
Yeah,
you're
welcome, Bye. Bill. Yeah, there's plenty of blame to go around. And Sean in Saginaw, Michigan. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind today?
Hey, man. So originally my point was going to be the audio that you played earlier about
the rich actually being addicted to wealth and material goods.
Right.
But I mean, just listening to the show so far has so much I could comment about. I could comment about how Walmart actually treats people because I'm actually a Walmart employee. Mm-hmm. I could comment about so many things that you could take your
pick. Pick something, Sean.
I will say, go ahead.
No, pick something.
Okay, well, look, man, look, I could defend Walmart, but I could also knock Walmart. They're like, Walmart pays me a pretty good wage to work at a distribution center. Mm-hmm. They're paying me almost $30 an hour now, so I can't complain about that.
Yeah,
but they also do certain things like, okay, Memorial Day. We don't get Memorial Day off if it's our scheduled day of work. Mm-hmm. Or Christmas. If we're off on Christmas, which we are at a distribution center, we don't get paid for Christmas. We have to use our PTO time in order to get paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
But another point, going back to the wealthy and the billionaire class and being addicts, is like, I think you mentioned something about hoarders maybe being 2-5% of the population.
Yeah.
And I think it might actually be higher than that, because I can see it even in signs of my own, like, not immediate family, but, you know, in, like, father-in-law, blah, blah, blah. I can see signs of just, like,
well, these are not just collectors. I mean, I've got 6,000 right. books in my office. And my wife
That's
would say
I'm
that
saying.
I'm hoarding.
Like, I feel like everybody.
This goes way beyond people who are collectors. This is people who are suffering from a pathology, a psychopathology that disrupts their lives.
I agree 100%, but it disrupts everybody's lives because they have it on such a more massive scale.
Well, that's the point. When rich people have hoarding syndrome, it damages society. When regular people have hoarding syndrome, it damages them. And that's a really important distinction. Sean, thank you for making it. Appreciate the call. 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls next time.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. We'll be right back. When was the last time you checked your home title? That's the legal proof you own your house. And if you're like me, the answer is never. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. You won't even know what's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. Use promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4, at HomeTitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now and use that promo code TOM14. That's HomeTitleLock.com, and the promo code is TOM14.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD, and I'm one of them. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. If you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Just go to cbdistillery.com, and when you check out, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, and you'll get 25% off your entire purchase. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. That's cbdistillery.com, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here, Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, Tom. So you were mentioning earlier about the, if I can rephrase it, if I understood correctly, the mental illness that is crippling this nation. And I know you were referring to Trump, but then we also got a minute to refer to MAGA.
And well, I think Trump has so a different mental illness. I don't think he has hoarding syndrome, although it's possible. I think he's more just, you know, your generic narcissistic psychopath. Which is a mental illness that's destroying America. But I'm concerned about the guys who are funding him. They are the ones who have the hoarding syndrome, in my opinion.
Right. But then what it prompted me to call you about, I'm sure you heard the story, MAGA James Comer, who called James Comey trying to get him into, I don't know if they had the hearing yet, but because of a picture that Comey supposedly
E-647,
had taken, Right, exactly. Now, what's so foolish is that, first, when I first saw the picture, I'm like, you're subpoenaing a guy for a bunch of seashells? And then when they pointed out about what was written with the seashells, A647, I'm like, So, I mean, what does this mean? And then you hear Comer saying that that's a call for the president's head.
Yeah, it's
you
not.
Know, in so many words.
86 is restaurant slang for return this plate to the kitchen or we're out.
Yeah, right. Thank you. You've been reading my mind, Tom. I was about to point that out, what 86 always been meaning. Or if you've been watching the culinary competition, like Hell's Kitchen, if someone is eliminated from the competition,
they get
86.
Yeah.
But no,
but it doesn't mean they get killed.
Form. No, it doesn't.
No,
it
this is manufactured outrage. This is the right's favorite thing, Michael. I mean, this, you know, think back to Obama wearing a tan suit or holding a coffee cup when he saluted the guy at the helicopter. You know, they find some little thing to get hysterical about. They tear their garments and you know, cover themselves in ashes and scream and yell and cry and whine. And, oh, we're such victims, and, oh, these people are so terrible, and, oh, Jim Comey wants to kill Trump, and all, you know, and it's all BS. It's all performance art.
It is BS, and that number could have had so many meanings. It could have meant class of 86, total of 47 graduates, or if you go in the game show, in the game show world, and we see the challenge running the classic game shows back in the day, how many prizes have totaled $8,647.
Well, it wasn't that. I mean, we just have to acknowledge, and Jim Comey did acknowledge that what it meant was, you're out of here, Trump. But it obviously did not mean he was dying. Michael, thank you for pointing that out. Beverly in Beaumont, Texas. Hey, Beverly, what's on your mind today?
Yes, hello.
Hey.
You and Robert Reich have similar economic messages,
mm-hmm.
which we need so badly. I heard that economic messages were beating even Democratic messages on posters. I would wonder whether you and he, because he is measuring the effectiveness of his economic ads, and now they're at the point where they're changing about 5% of right-wingers away from Trump. I think y'all are such wordsmiths. And you have the history, and you know this. And if you two could get together to come up with very succinct messages and perhaps even display your ideas in the form of posters so that we would have that economic, you know, just as strong as it could possibly be, even measured as Robert
mm-hmm.
is doing. And then before the upcoming No Kings Day, I was wondering if your fundraiser for the closed caption was successful, how much more fundraising would you need to get transcripts of your programs? Because I think so much of it is economic-based, plus other, you know, other great messages could be gleaned from it. And right now on YouTube and other places where I search on, I get your material. I haven't been able to yet pay for it. But if you could provide a transcript, too, then we could also create our own posters.
I don't have those, but my daily take is over at HartmanReport.com every day. It's completely free, so you could check that out. Beverly, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break here at the top of the hour. Is America facing down a new dark age, an age of darkness? Stick around. We'll talk about it.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. A mad rush for food in Gaza leads to a stampede, gunfire, dozens of injuries, and at least one death.
Many walking miles to get to the site, but forced to leave empty-handed after the stampede. This man tells ABC News, I'm going home again to hunger and death. Another saying, I have a 10-member family and only came back with a can of peas.
Now Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu is saying that his country has killed a senior Hamas leader, Mohammed Sinwar. His brother was a mastermind of October 7th. In Washington, the senators who are now debating what the president calls his big, beautiful bill are chewing over new dissent from Elon Musk, who complains it would explode the deficit. Mistrial denied today in the Sean Diddy Combs racketeering trial. His lawyers claimed prosecutorial misconduct, and the judge said that's not the case. This is ABC News.